Unit 4. Listening. Managing a hotel.
George, this hotel in particular has a very good reputation. Yet today, all hotels of the same standard offer the same quality in the tangible elements such as the room, the in-room entertainment, facilities and so on. So how has this hotel managed to get such a good reputation?
Essentially, I think, through customer satisfaction.
And how do you ensure that?
Without doubt, through our workforce. Staff performance is critical to our success.
That seems obvious, if you don't mind my saying. But how does it work in practice?
Well, customers are satisfied with a hotel when they find the quality they were expecting on arrival. Now, that quality is partly in the physical installations, but as you said before, this is similar in all hotels today.
Mm.
Principally then, the quality that differentiates us from our competitors is in the standard of work that our staff deliver.
And how do you get your staff to perform at such high levels?
Staff performance is the product of three concepts: teamwork, empowerment, and rewards. The first of these, obviously, is all about making individual employees feel that they are part of a team. And the basic technique we use to achieve this is simply working together, day by day.
Can you give me an example?
Well, if a receptionist has a problem, his or her front office colleagues must make the problem theirs too. It's no good acting as if it has nothing to do with them, because sooner or later, the problem will affect the rest of the team negatively. In other words, we need to be mutually supportive, to think and act as a team, always.
And how else do you generate the sense of team?
By being together outside the immediate staff-client contact situation. Here we have regular meetings to discuss the previous week, the week ahead, potential problems, and so on. Then there are staff evenings twice a year with supper, entertainment, disco, that sort of thing. And when targets are met, the team is congratulated through our system of rewards.
What sort of rewards?
Oh, there are a lot of things that can be done. A simple but very effective technique is an email congratulating a team or an individual after a hard week, or after especially good results. Then there are financial rewards, a bonus on the month's salary for good sales, or a percentage of the extra takings for rooms sold above their base price. And there's the free guest experience. That's very popular.
I'm not sure I know what that is.
It's a free night with full board for the employee and their partner.
A free night in the hotel they work in?
Yes, in the same hotel. Staff really enjoy this, from both sides of the desk. And we often get valuable feedback from our guests as to small imperfections.
Mm. You mentioned empowerment as a way of creating a sense of team. Can you expand on this?
The week I started here, the manager called me into his office and told me never to hesitate to suggest changes or new ideas. He insisted that the company believed that most of the best ideas came from the workforce. That same invitation holds true here. In addition, we encourage our workers to react creatively in an unexpected situation, without first seeking their manager's permission. We're keen for our staff to be creative in their work and problem solving, because very often, they have the best answers. That's what empowerment is for me.
George, thank you very much.
Not at all. My pleasure.